to with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天下午我们又能在一起来敬拜上帝。
How delighted to be able to worship God again this afternoon with all of you.
当我收到这一次讲道信息的邀请的时候
，When I received the invitation for preaching.
要叫我讲关于宣教方面的信息。
I was asked to talk about mission.
我很兴奋。
I was truly excited.
因为我本人是非常看重宣教的一个人。
Because to me, mission is very important.
我也非常盼望每一个教会都能够成为宣教的教会。
And how much I wish and hope that every single church would see mission as important as I do.
我记得上次在这里跟大家讲过一个很重要的概念。
I remember talking to you about an important concept last time I was here.
就是我们今天这一生我们最后要达到的那个目的是什么呢
？Which is the final goal that we should achieve in this life.
我不知道还有多少人记得。
I'm not sure whether you still remember.
那就是我们丰丰富富的进入我基督耶稣基督的国。
It's for us to enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.
什么叫做丰丰富富的进入我主耶稣基督的国呢
？What do we mean by entering into the kingdom of God with abundance?
很简单，就是我们的生命像他。
Simply put, it's actually for our life to be like His.
如果我们的生命越像他
the more that our life is like His,
我们的生命就越丰富
then the more abundant our life would be.
那么我们的神是怎样的神呢
What sort of God do we have?
圣经如果用一个最重要的特点来描述上帝的特征
If we have to pick the one single most important attribute to describe God,
什么
Which would be that attribute?
上帝是全能的。
That God is almighty?
上帝是全知的。
Or God is omniscient?
上帝是圣洁的。
Or God is holy?
上帝是最重要的那个是什么
？What is the most important of all?
对，当我们读到圣经的时候。
Indeed.When we read the Bible,
圣经里边说神就是爱。
The Bible tells us clearly that God is love.
当有爱在我们的里面的时候
，When there's love among us,
你发现和不爱有一个很大的不同。
Then you'll find that there is a huge difference between the people that do not have love.
不同的地方在哪儿
？Where is the difference?
就是它的主动性
，which is the motivation.
当爱在你里面的时候
When there's love in you
你就开始去主动地帮助别人
Then you will actually actively seek to help others
没有爱的人他也可以帮助别人
Without love, someone could help others too
甚至于他可以很多地去帮助别人
Or even help people to a great extent
但是他一定有其他的动机在里面
But there's often ulterior motive
他是被其他的东西来驱动的
Usually these people are driven by other motives
我们讲到在哥林多前书十三章的里面
We remember from 1 Corinthians chapter 13
有很多人可以说方言
That many people can speak
有很多人可以讲道
Preach in tongues and they can preach
有很多人可以帮助穷人
And they can even help the poor
甚至舍己身给别人焚烧
Even give themselves to be burnt up
可是他没有爱
But without love
那一定他做这些事情是出于其他的原因来做的。
That means this person would have done all of this with ulterior motive.
爱是一种生命的本质。
Love is the very essence of life.
爱是不能学来的。
It's not something that we can learn.
爱它是一种生命的属性。
It's actually an attribute of life.
你拥有了这种生命。
Once you have this life.
你就有爱。
Then you have love.
你没有这种生命。
Without this life,
你做到爱吗
？Can you achieve love?
那就假冒为善。
That's only being hypocritical.
你必须得到这种生命。
That only after you receive such a life,
你才会活出爱来。
Will you be able to live such love?
那是一种自然的表达。
This is such a natural manifestation of life.
在今天读到的这段这三。各比喻的经文里面
that the three parables that we read about this afternoon
好像是三个比喻
it almost looks as as if there are three different parables.
你看到这三个比喻里面，
when you read through these three parables,
有一个共同的东西。
You can find a common, a commonality between three of them.
我们记得耶稣讲过另外一个比喻。
We remember that Jesus told of another parable.
就说他有一个他说有一个有钱人。
He said that there was once a rich man.
要到外国很远的地方去。
That he was going to a foreign place.
然后就把他的仆人叫了来。
So he summoned his servants.
然后就把家业分给他们。
He divided his possessions among the servants.
叫他们去做生意。
To ask them to invest money.
大家都记得这个比喻对吗？
I'm sure you remember of such parables.
那么一个人给了五千。
And for the first one, he gave five talents.
一个人给两千。
Second one, he gave two.
那么另外一个人给一千。
The last one, he gave of one.
今天我们不是来讲这个比喻。
Today, we're not preaching on that parable.
我们只讲这个比喻里边的一个小小的事情。
But we're trying to pluck something out of this parable.
那么这个比喻里面就是最后这个拿一千的人。
If we look at the very last person who received the one talent.
他干什么？
What did he do with the one talent?
他干什么？
What he do?
他什么也没有做，对吧？
He didn't do anything.
他做了一点点小事情。
But he actually did something.
他把这一千银子给埋在地里边了。
He dug a hole and put the one talent in there.
结果过了很长很长的时间。
After such a long time.
他就把这个主人回来的时候。
And when the master came back.
他就把这一千银子挖出来了。
He dug it out.
什么结果？
What is the result?
什么结果？
What is the result?
啊？什么结果？
What's the result?
还是一千，对不对？
Still the single talent.
为什么还是一千？
Why was it only the single talent?
因为它是银子。
Because it's a talent.
银子有什么特点？
And what is the characteristics of a talent?
银子不容易烂掉。
It's not a perishable easily.
但是银子不能增长。
But it doesn't grow by itself.
如果你把银子埋在地里，
if you bury it in the hole,
过了半年。
After half a year,
你挖出来，
if you dig it out again,
它像 potato 一样在里边长了很多。
It will not be like a potato that gives you bad sacks of potatoes.
那你就很高兴，对不对？
Then you'll be truly delighted to have.
可是为什么银子埋下去它不长？
Why do we bury money and it never grows?
为什么？
Why?
因为它没有生命。
Because it's lifeless.
那么今天我们看到的这三个比喻当中，
And today when we read through these three parables,
都有一个共同的特点，
We can see something common between the three.
不管你撒进去的是麦子，
Regardless of whether you are sowing wheat,
你放上去的是芥菜种，
Or the mustard seed,
还是那个面酵，
Or yeast,
都是有生命的物。
They all have life, they're living matter.
那么当这个有生命的物埋在这个它该去的地方的时候，
And when these living matter are put where they should be,
可能看上去不是很了不起的东西。
On the outside, there might not be something significant.
好像这个种子埋在地里面的。
It's like you have sown a seed.
它在里面无声无息。
You can see that there's nothing happening.
好像死去一样。
Almost as if it's dead.
但是。
But.
它里边在往下扎根。
But roots are growing out of it.
在慢慢的往上发芽。
And it started to sprout upwards.
然后慢慢长出来了。
And then when it grows upwards.
你看到它。
You look at it.
好像一根草。
You saw that it's just like a grass blade.
没有什么了不起。
It's really insignificant.
那么等到它最后的时候。
But towards the end.
你就会发现它结出很多和一开始你埋进去一样的那个籽粒出来。
You see that it has borne a lot of grains, just like the single one that you planted.
那么主耶稣讲到这些的比喻。
When Jesus talked about all these parables.
它里边有一个非常重要的信息给我们。
There's an important message for all of us.
天国有一个很重要的特点。
Which is a very important attribute of the kingdom of heaven.
那就是里面有生命。
Which is life.
在今天的教会里面。
In today's church.
越来越多的教会。
More and more churches.
看重教会的工作。
Emphasize the ministry. Emphasize on the ministry of the church.
但是不看重生命。
But forgot about life.
这是非常严重的教会问题。
This is such a serious problem that we see in church.
今天我们看到教会，很多教会不增长。
Today we see a lot of churches are suffering very small growth.
甚至于负增长
even negative growth.
那么他们慢慢的老龄化
and then they are aging.
然后当这些老年人一个一个的离开这个世界的时候
and when these old believers, old Christians pass by one by one,
然后这个教会就维持不下去
and then there's no way to sustain such churches anymore.
然后他们就把这个教堂卖掉了
So in the end, these churches will have to be closed down and sold off.
我来到澳洲到现在21年
I've been in Australia for 21 years.
在这21年里面我看过很多让我痛心的事情
In this last 21 years I've seen many things that made me sad
Even stronger than very sad is a heartbroken experience
Yeah, it constantly heartbreaking
其中一件事
One of them is
就是神的产业卖到外邦人的手中
It's see that all these possessions of God being sold into non-believers, into Gentiles, the hands of Gentiles.
我曾经在松恩堂侍奉。
I have worshipped in a Chinese church in Glen Iris.
那么我们买的那个教堂是一个 Uniting Church 的。
The church we bought was a Uniting Church before.
当时我们买这个教堂的时候。
When we bought the church.
那么他们有两个 Uniting Church 离得很近
And there was two close by Uniting Churches
然后他们就问我们说你买哪一个
And they actually asked us which one did we want
那么最后我们捡了一个稍微便宜一点的买了
So in the end we picked one that is slightly cheaper
然后这两个教堂就合到了另外一个里边去了
And the two congregations that belonged to these churches originally they combined into the other one
正好过了十年
And 10 years passed by.
他们开始向我们又来告诉我们。
And they started talking to us again.
说这个教堂我们维持不下去了。
And they said, oh, there's no way we can sustain this other church.
所以你们要不要买
Do you want to buy from us?
当时我们就开同工会说长执会要不要买
And then we had the deacons meeting and to discuss whether we should make such a purchase.
我们一开会开了两年。
And this meeting actually lasted 2 years.
没有讨论下来。
We never reached a conclusion.
最后说算了。
And in the end, we just let it pass by.
那么他们的教会又维持了一段时间。
And this church kind of lasted for a little while.
大概又过了两年。
About 2 years passed by.
卖掉了。
And in the end, it was sold off.
就在 High Street Road 从这个Glenash Summerhill Road 转过去一点点。
And it was just after Summerhill Road in Glen Iris.
如果你们有兴趣去看一下的话
，If you're interested and just happen to pass by, you can have a look.
有谁见过那个教堂吗
？Have you seen such a church?
那个教会现在变成一个庙。
And that church actually end up being a temple, a Buddhist temple.
那么当我进去到里面的时候
，And when I went in.
因为我曾经去过那个教会
Because I actually set foot in the church before it was sold off
有点像我们这个堂的前面
It actually looked a bit like our church at the front
它有一个非常大的十字架在前面
There was a great cross
然后后面有很漂亮的灯光
And there's a lot of spotlights on it
但是在我那一次再进去的时候
But after it was converted into a Buddhist temple I went in
十字架已经不见了
I saw that the cross was being removed.
那里放了一尊很大的佛像。
And I saw the Buddha in there.
也一样是很多的漂亮的灯光照在上面。
And all spotlights were shining.
我没有办法心里不流泪。
I was actually crying in my heart when I saw that.
What's wrong with the church?
到底今天教会出了什么问题？
我们基督徒还有。为神的家焦虑的那一份神的儿女应该有的感觉吗
Do we actually cry for the church as we should have as children of God?
当我把我这个感受向我的同工去分享的时候
When I share this passion, this feeling with my co-workers
我曾经听过这一句话告诉我
And there was one comment
Who cares? None of your business
你管他干什么呢根本不关你的事
当我听到这句话的时候
When I heard of such comment and response,
我只有一个感觉。
There's only one thing that could describe how I felt.
你知道，主耶稣看到圣殿里边有这个兑换银钱和卖牛羊鸽子的人。
Do you still remember when Jesus saw, you know, the money exchangers and those traders in the temple courts?
他什么反应？
How was his what was his reaction?
他心如火烧。
His heart was almost as if it was burning.
为什么他心如火烧？
Why did he react in such a way?
因为那时候他说我父的殿。
Because he said that my father's house.
因为他作为儿子，他不能对他父的殿没有反应。
As a son of God, he could not overlook what is happening to the house of God.
对吗？
Isn't that right?
如果你们家失火了，
If your house, the house that you're living in, are burnt down,
你们儿子在站在旁边，
and your son is standing next to you,
none of my business.
不关我们的事哦。
是这样吗？
Would that be the case?
那你除非你不是这家的儿子。
Unless you are not truly, you know, the son of this house.
但是他为什么他是基督徒，而他说 none of your business?
And how can he, being a Christian, and say that 不关你的事呢？
因为他里面没有神儿子的生命。
Because there is no life of the son or children of God in that in his heart.
说这个话的人不等于他不会 running a church.
And.That doesn't mean that this person doesn't know how to run a church.
其实他们很会发展一个教会。
And in fact, they're very good in extending a church.
可是他们里面没有生命。
But yet, there is the lack of the life in them.
当没有生命的时候，
If without life,
它生长起来。
And when it grows up,
你说没有生命怎么还会生长？
You might wonder how can something grow out of out without life.
你发现罪也会生长的。
You will find that even sin can grow.
而且它生长的比正常的教会还要快。
And the worst thing is sin grows faster than a normal church.
这就是败子。
And this is what is being portrayed as weeds.
你知道最危险的。这个对教会的破坏。
The worst risk that a church faces.
不是在教会的外面。
It's not from without.
而是教会的里面。
But rather from within.
这些破坏生命的东西。
All these things that destroy the life.
今天教会在宣教侍奉上的参与越来越弱。
And we can see that the participation of churches in mission is weakening.
我以前在环球电台服侍过两年。
And I used to serve in Transworld Radio for 2 years.
我发现我花了很多的时间在 fundraising 的上面，在找奉献。
I found that a lot of my time was being put into fundraising.
很辛苦。
It's a hard work.
为了去找奉献。
It's in order to raise funds.
那时候倒是蛮风光的。
And it looked glorious on the outside.
全世界到处跑。
Because I was traveling around the world.
提着一个皮包。
And traveling in the with a traveling on a suitcase.
我都很憎恶我自己的形象。
I was disgusted by my own
I hate my own image.
Image.
我就觉得我不大像一个传道人。
Because I don't feel that I'm a pastor.
我很像一个。很 lousy 的推销商。
I felt that I was such a lousy salesperson instead.
我不知道该跟人家怎么讲。
Because I don't know how to sell to other people.
因为当人他没有那一颗爱主的心的时候。
Because when people are without the love of God.
那么你怎么让他奉献呢？
How are you going to squeeze money out of them?
哇，我去参加很多这个 fundraising 的这个。这个 seminar.
I went to so many of our fundraising seminars.
Not so many, but many.
many.
我就发现我learned 了很多，学了很多 skills.
I found that I actually learned many sales skills.
我就发现基督徒的 fundraising 很不道德。
I find that there's a problem of morality in Christian fundraising.
我们去拍很多很感动人的照相。
Because we often took pictures that are very moving.
然后我们讲很多很感人的故事。
And we try to write stories that are very emotional.
让人听了以后就流眼泪了。
Try to drive people to tears.
然后我们就开始音乐。
And then we started playing music.
哇，今天我进来的时候，两位弹的音乐我很感动。
And I have to say, when I entered into the church today, I was moved by the music of the musicians.
我看他们年纪还不算很大。
They're only young right now.
能够有这样的音乐的表达，一定很多的训练。
But the way they play the music, I can see that a lot of work has been put in over the years.
我们很多父母亲花了很多的钱，很多的时间训练我们的孩子学很多东西。
And many parents among us would have spent a lot of money, a lot of effort into training the children in music.
我现在问你们的教会。
But I need to ask you as church today.
你们花了多少钱去训练宣教士？
How much money have you put into training missionaries?
我们有没有这个 budget?
Do we have such a budget?
我们中间有人做宣教士吗？
Are there any missionary among us?
然后我们有训练他们吗？
Have we ever spent time training them up?
花多少钱？
How much money have been put?
花多少时间？
How much time?
我们以为宣教就一热心站起来，然后就可以去宣教了吗？
We thought that, oh, when we talk about mission, we can all put up our hand and with our passion, we can all go.
宣教是什么？
What is mission?
是用你的生命和另外的生命去打拼。
Which mean, the mission means that you actually come along an other life and work alongside.
如果没有预备好，
Without preparation,
我们就把宣教士派出去。
Then, without preparation, preparing them properly and sending out missionaries.
那等于什么？那等于什么？
What is that like?
等于让他属灵的去送死。
It's like sending them to a battlefield spiritually and send them to the death, spiritual death.
我们看到太多宣教士到了前线以后就死掉了。
How many missionaries did we witness dying on the front line on this spiritual battlefield?
他们也是一样像我们当时去 fundraising。
They were like us at one time that they went for fundraising.
他们就拍照。
And they took pictures.
然后写故事。
And they wrote touching stories.
然后送到母会来。
And they were sent to churches.
然后母会就给他们拨钱。
And the churches will support them financially.
然后我们根本不知道那个宣教士在前线是干什么的。
But we never spend time to find out what these missionaries were actually doing on the front line.
我曾经探访过几个宣教士。
I have visited some missionaries.
我感觉到他们根本已经失去了宣教的生命。
I felt that some of them have actually lost the life of mission.
可是他又不能不去。
But yet they are without a way out, but they have to go.
因为他已经做了吗？
Because they have committed themselves.
所以他要再换一个工作也很不容易。
It would be impossible for them to change jobs, so to speak.
他们的生命和生活都变得非常的尴尬。
And it's so embarrassing. They're in such an embarrassing situation.
那么他的母会还觉得很高兴啊。
But the church that sent them off were happy.
每年都有这个宣教的 budget.
And every year they have a mission budget.
有奉献啊。
And to give.
教会也可以说我们在做宣教。
And the church itself was feeling happy about it because they thought that they were involved in mission.
因为我们有这些的奉献吗？
Because they can see that in their giving, there were this mission giving.
甚至也可能说我们还供养了几个宣教士。
And they actually listed the missionaries that they were supporting financially as well.
问题出在什么地方？
Where is the actual problem?
出在没有生命的建造。
And the problem lies with the lack of life building.
我不知道在座的多少人喜欢音乐的。
I'm not sure how many of you actually like music.
喜欢音乐，你先别说你会也喜欢音乐的。
We're not talking about those who are actually proficient in music, but just you know that you like music, you can put up your hand.
喜欢小提琴吗？
Do you like violins?
喜欢，你拿起来试试看。
Just pick it up and try. Oh, David will be angry.
我曾经拉过小提琴。
I actually tried it. Tried by playing the violin.
人家就我每次拉，他们就皱眉头。
And you can I can see people frowning every time I picked up a violin and tried to do something with it.
后来我有了孩子以后，我又拉过。
And after I had children, I said, you know, tried again.
然后我的儿子就跟我说。
And my son actually said to me.
他说 ，Daddy, can you please play violin when we're not home?
他说爸爸，请求你可不可以啊？当我们不在家的时候才拉小提琴。
我是为音乐疯狂的人。
I was actually very, very passionate about music.
我家里买了好多的乐器。
And there are quite a few pieces of instruments at home.
每样东西我都可以动两下。
And I have actually touched every single one of them.
我很喜欢长笛。
And I like flutes as well.
我也买了一根长笛。
And I have a flute.
就练一个曲子。
And I was practicing only one single song on it.
你知道哪个曲子吗？
And do you know which song would that be?
哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。I try so long time, it doesn't work.
尝试了好久，但是听起来还不像样。
Any good things not comes easy.
每一样美好的东西都不是容易赚取的。
宣教的工作是容易的吗？
Is mission supposed to be easy?
今天教会里面太多人选择容易的道路。
There are too many of us who are picking the easy way out in church today.
那么教会最容易做宣教是什么呢？
And what is the most easy way for a church to participate in mission?
什么？拿点钱吗？
Financial, finance.
说实在，如果钱都不拿，那就更糟糕了。
If you are even stringent with your finance, then it will be even worse.
我们能够奉献
，at least we can give monetarily，
表示我们愿意参与
，and it shows that our willingness to participate。
但是我在这里想讲一个问题
，but what I want to say to you today，
你们千万不要被钱骗
，do not be deceived by money。
以为你们拿了钱以后，问题就结束了
，thinking that once you have given out the money， all problem solved。
那我们就错了。
That is not the case.
宣教的最关键的地方
，the key to mission，
不在钱
，it's not money，
而在什么？而在生命
，but rather life。
你要了解你的宣教士
，you need to understand your missionaries。
你要了解宣教的工厂
，you need to understand the mission field。
你要了解你自己跟他什么关系
，you need to understand what is your relationship with them。
而这一切的关系
，and all these relationships
取决于你跟他的关系
，also depends greatly on your relationship with God。
我们能不能够做好我们的宣教
？Are we able to do mission well？
最关键的一件事情
，The key lies
是首先我们先跟生命的主发生关系。
On the relationship we have with God，
我们不需要太有钱。
We need not to be very wealthy。
我们不需要像金银那样闪烁。
We need to be shining like gold and silver。
不需要像金银那样的闪烁。
We need to be shining like。
Need not to be.
Need not to be shining like.
Like 像金子 golden
gold and silver.
Silver. 我们要像一粒种子。
We need to be like a seed instead.
主耶稣自己讲过一个比喻。
And Jesus himself told of this parable.
是对他自己说的。
Which is a parable he told of himself.
他说如果一粒麦子。
He said if a grain.
一粒麦子。
If a grain.
不落在地里死了。
Does not fall into the ground and die.
仍然是一粒。
It will remain one single grain.
若是落在地里死了。
But if it lies in the ground and dies.
然后它就会结出许多子粒出来。
Then it will bear many.
那么这个是生命的特点。
And this is in fact the characteristics of life.
那么刚才我们讲到今天教会里面在宣教上的软弱
And today just now we talked about the weakness we are in performing and doing mission
第一个问题是我们对生命的忽略
The first thing is our negligence of life itself
第二件事情
And the second one
是愿意为更多子粒的结出来牺牲自己
that we forget to sacrifice ourselves in order to bear many.
所以我们仍然是一粒。
That is why we still remain as one.
为什么仍然是一粒？
Why are we still remaining as just one?
因为我们没有埋下去。
Because we never got buried.
因为我们不愿意与基督一同死亡。
We never become willing to die with Christ.
因为我们太看重我们本身这个地方的教会的建立。
And we just focus too much on the development, on the extension of this local church.
今天很多教会的人不喜欢我。
Today, not many churches like me.
因为我也不喜欢他们。
Because I do not like them either.
因为他们太注重自己的 success.
Because they just look at their own success too much.
所以教会的 plan.
And that is why the church's plan.
教会的计划。
The plan of the church.
怎么样使我的教会增长？
It's just about how to extend my church.
怎么让使教会的人多？
And how do we increase in numbers?
怎么样使教会的奉献也多？
How do we increase in our giving?
这个就成为这个 church growth， 成为教会的一个非常重要的 target。
And this becomes targets and indicators of a church growth.
表面上听起来没有问题吗？
And you might think that that's not much problem.
但是
just hearing it.
当这个东西成为教会侍奉的这个驱动力的时候，
but if once this becomes the motivation of the church,
慢慢慢慢它就会出问题。
Slowly, slowly you'll see problems.
你发现很多教会的传道人，
you see that a lot of pastors
越做越大，
and they become more prominent.
越做越有名。
And they become more famous.
然后他们就写书。
And they started writing books.
读更多的学位。
And they started acquiring more qualifications.
更有名。
And they become even more well known.
这个看起来应该没什么问题吧。
And you might think that that's not much problem, was that?
但是问题出在哪里？
What is the problem?
问题出在没有死去。
The problem is the single seed never dies.
因为上帝的规律
，because the order of God
是你先付出代价
，it's for one to pay the price first，
然后你得到结论，得到结果
，then you will receive the result。
我问一下这个弟兄徐拉提琴拉了多少年
？If I ask David how many years has he played the violin？
How many years？ 十年
？10 years。
咱们中国叫做十年寒窗。
In Chinese, there's an old saying that says, you know, working hard by a cold window for 10 years.
Very good translation. 这种谚语很难翻译的。辛苦十年。
And after 10 years of hard work.
现在什么 level?
Today, what sort of qualification have you acquired?
不知道，没有去考级。
Did you take any exams?
So, like what level?
Nine.
Level nine.
Level nine.
十年能够拉到 level nine 也很不容易。
It's not easy to achieve level nine in 10 years.
因为小提琴几乎是世界上最难的乐器之一。
Because violin is in fact one of the most difficult instruments in the world.
但是它必须先花钱花时间。
But you need to put in the money and the hard work first.
然后你才能得到好结果。
Then you receive good results.
这是任何事情的规律。
That is the order of life.
只有我们今天到银行去借钱的时候，是先给你花钱，你慢慢去还。
But today, when we go to the bank to ask for a loan or mortgage, they actually give you money to enjoy first, and then you pay back later.
除了这个之外。
And apart from that,
你先辛苦后得到美好的结果。
It's always that you put in the effort, you put in the hard work, then you reap the result.
你知道，你先从银行借钱。
But if you borrow money from the bank first,
慢慢还钱什么后果
？And then you started paying it off slowly.
You pay interest.
You have to pay interest.
你赔更多的，付上更多的代价。
You actually pay more than you get.
那么今天我们在教会里也是这样。
In the church, we're like this.
我不知道今天在座的有多少是我们教会的领袖。
I'm not sure how many of you are the leaders of the church.
我们盼望我们有一个共同的认识。
How I hope that we all have this common motivation.
这个教会要结果子吗？
In order for the church to bear fruit,
有谁愿意做那一粒先死去的种子？
Then you need to ask who's willing to be the first seed that dies.
我现在不要求你举手。
I'm not asking you to put up your hand.
但是我可以告诉你一件事。
But I need to tell you this.
你记住这句话。
Remember this.
如果没有人愿意做这先死去的那一粒麦子。
If there's no one who's willing to be the first seed who dies,
这个教会是没有希望的。
Then there will be no hope for the church.
你们大概不爱听吧。
Maybe that's not the easiest sermon you have ever heard.
下一次可能就不来了。
Maybe you won't invite me back next time.
如果这里有一粒愿意死去的种子。
But if there is one single seed who's willing to die first,
这个教会将有希望。
Then you have hope.
就因为这一粒种子。
Just because of that single seed.
在整个新约圣经的里面。
Within the whole New Testament.
我们看到两粒种子。
We can see two seeds.
一，主耶稣。
The first one is Jesus Christ.
第二，保罗。
The second one is Paul.
当然，其他的使徒我们不知道他最确切的结果是怎么回事。
Although we do not know the results of the other apostles,
但是我们看到使徒保罗。
But we can see that from the apostle Paul.
他侍奉主一生。
The way he served God his whole life.
最后他好像很凄惨的死在监狱里。
In the end, he actually died well to normal people. He died miserably in jail.
因着这样的种子。
But because of the seed.
他一个人。
Being a single man,
就可以影响整个外邦的世界。
He actually influenced the whole Gentile world.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里鼓励你们。
Brothers and sisters, how I'd like to encourage you today.
向你们呼喊。
That I'm calling out to you today.
今天的社会需要福音。
That today's society needs the gospel.
今天我们的福音工作需要走出这个教会的四壁。
Today, the work of the gospel needs to go beyond these four walls.
但是什么人能去？
But who's able to go out?
带生命的人可以去。
It's only those with life.
什么人可以去？
Who's able to go out?
是可以为他们去死的人可以去。
It's those who are willing to die to themselves.
征战的人。
For those who are willing to go into battle.
上次我说你总不会用一个小孩子去打仗吧？
Last time I talked about you will never send a child to battle.
愿新生命团契。
How I wish that New Life Christian Fellowship.
今真正是新生命团契。
That in fact you live to your life.
是有生命的团契。
That you have life in this fellowship.
是看重生命的团契。
And you see life as so important.
是建造生命的团契。
And you see building life is so important.
是训练生命的团契。
And to train up life.
这个是教会的自然的属性。
And this is in fact the natural attribute.
宣教不是事工。
Mission is not ministry.
而是教会的自然属性。
It's actually the natural attribute and characteristic.
什么叫自然属性？
What do we mean by natural attribute?
一对结婚的夫妻，他生孩子叫自然的属性。
For example, after a man and a woman get married, for them to have the children is natural.
当丈夫不会跟妻子说，咱们做个生孩子的工作吧。
And it's not natural for husband to say to his wife.Maybe we should try this a work of reproduction.
其实我们做宣教不是一个事工。
And that is why when we participate in mission, it's not a ministry.
而是当上帝的生命在我们里面。
It's when the life of God is in us.
当上帝的爱在里边驱动的时候。
And when the love of God compels us.
我们生命自然的成长。
Then our life will naturally grow.
然后我们 naturally 自然的就会向外去传福音。
And naturally we'll share the gospel outward.
如果我们不传福音，
if we do not share the gospel,
我们不训练门徒，
we do not make disciples.
我们的教会大概是块银子，
maybe we're just like a coin, a talent.
是块金子，
or a piece of gold.
圣经上说，虽然它很难朽坏，但是它还是必朽坏的。
The Bible tells us that maybe in the natural world we don't think that it's easily perishable, but in fact the Bible tells us they're all perishables.
在这三个比喻的里面，
in these three parables,
第一个比喻讲到两种不同的生命会一起的长。
The first parable tells of two different lives that they will grow side by side.
我们永远不能等到教会完美的那一天，我们才做宣教。
We cannot wait until the church becomes perfect before we actually engage mission.
所以我们今天就要做。
Therefore, we need to start today.
第二件事情。
And the second thing.
就是这一粒小小的芥菜种。
That this smallest mustard seed.
它有生命。
As long as there's real life in it.
它就会长成大树。
It will grow into the biggest of trees.
我们不要小看我们在座的没有太多的人。
And do not look down on the small numbers we have in this church today.
耶稣当时在世的时候人也不多。
And when the Lord serves on earth, he did not have too many followers either.
现在重要的不是人多少。
So the importance lies not in the numbers.
而是我们有没有生命。
But rather whether we have life.
所以小小的芥菜种。
Therefore, even though the mustard seed is small,
它可以长成大树。
It will grow into a magnificent tree.
所以，但愿我们小小的新生命团契。
So, how I wish that this small New Life Christian Fellowship,
有一天我们也能够长成大树。
That will grow into a magnificent tree one day.
能够遮蔽很多很多福音需要的地方。
And to cover much area where the gospel is greatly needed.
第三个比喻。
The third parable
是发面
and it's to rise up a dough.
因为我是北方人
because I'm a northerner from China.
我们吃很多面食
we actually eat a lot of dough made food.
你知道为什么主耶稣在这里讲到发面吗？
Do you know why Jesus talked about yeast and dough?
他这里讲到三斗面
and he was talking about large amount of flour.
Yeah, 那是很多的三斗面。
It's actually a large amount.
那为什么主耶稣用一个三斗面来做比方呢？
Why did Jesus use so much flour?
女人很少一次发三斗面。
It would be very rare that a woman will raise so much flour in one hit.
主耶稣用这个比喻的意思。
Jesus actually talked about this parable.
是指的福音要像这个发面的面酵一样，充满在所有的面里面。
It was actually emphasizing on how the little yeast is going to fill up such a large amount of flour.
今天福音几乎已经传遍全世界。
Today the gospel is nearly preached unto the ends of the world.
那只是从大概的情况里面。
But we're looking from a macroscopic point of view.
但是在很细节的里面。
But if you look from a microscopic point of view,
还有很多人从来没有听过福音。
You'll find that there are many people around us who have yet to hear of the gospel.
所以我们还有很多很多的工作没有完成。
That is why there's a lot of work for us to do.
那么今天也是我们守圣餐的日子。
Today is also our day of remembering the Lord.
今天上午我们教会也是守圣餐的日子。
And this morning is also a holy communion in my own church.
我们很感谢上帝。
We thank the Lord
为我们预备了一个新的聚会的地方。
That He has prepared a new place for us to meet.
我们跟当地的教会合在一起侍奉。
We're able to combine with the local church to worship with them together.
刚才我很感动，在这里有一位和我们肤色不一样的人在领会。
And I'm so glad to see a bunny who's of a different color leading our worship today.
这是非常美的。
It's such a beautiful picture.
福音就是要这样。
Gospel is just like this.
我们华人应该走出这个我们单一的华人文化。
As a Chinese, we need to walk out of this circle of single race.
我们要有一个胸怀。
We need to have this heart.
向不同种族的人去传福音。
To preach the gospel to different races.
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. 很高兴今天下午我们又能在一起来敬拜上帝。
How delighted to be able to worship God again this afternoon with all of you.
当我收到这一次讲道信息的邀请的时候
，When I received the invitation for preaching，
要叫我讲关于宣教方面的信息。
I was asked to talk about mission。
我很兴奋。
I was truly excited。
因为我本人是非常看重宣教的一个人。
Because to me, mission is very important.
我也非常盼望每一个教会都能够成为宣教的教会。
And how much I wish and hope that every single church would see mission as important as I do.
我记得上次在这里跟大家讲过一个很重要的概念。
I remember talking to you about an important concept last time I was here.
就是我们今天这一生我们最后要达到的那个目的是什么呢？
Which is the final goal that we should achieve in this life.
我不知道还有多少人记得。
I'm not sure whether you still remember.
那就是我们丰丰富富的进入我基督耶稣基督的国。
It's for us to enter in into the kingdom of God abundantly.
什么叫做丰丰富富的进入我主耶稣基督的国呢？
What do we mean by entering into the kingdom of God with abundance?
很简单，就是我们的生命像他。
Simply put, it's actually for our life to be like His.
如果我们的生命越像他，
the more that our life is like His,
我们的生命就越丰富。
Then the more abundant our life would be.
那么我们的神是怎样的神呢？
What sort of God do we have?
圣经如果用一个最重要的特点来描述上帝的特征，
If we have to pick the one single most important attribute to describe God,
什么？
Which would be that attribute?
上帝是全能的。
That God is almighty?
上帝是全知的。
Or God is omniscient?
上帝是圣洁的。
Or God is holy?
上帝是最重要的那个是什么？
What is the most important of all?
对，当我们读到圣经的时候。
When we read the Bible,
圣经里边说神就是爱。
The Bible tells us clearly that God is love.
当有爱在我们的里面的时候，
When there's love among us,
你发现和不爱有一个很大的不同。
Then you'll find that there's a huge difference between the people that do not have love.
不同的地方在哪儿？
Where is the difference?
就是它的主动性。
Which is the motivation.
当爱在你里面的时候，
When there's love in you,
你就开始去主动地帮助别人。
Then you will actually actively seek to help others.
没有爱的人，他也可以帮助别人。
Without love, someone could help others too.
甚至于他可以很多地去帮助别人。
Or even help people to a great extent.
但是他一定有其他的动机在里面。
But there's often ulterior motive.
他是被其他的东西来驱动的。
Usually these people are driven by other motives.
我们讲到在哥林多前书十三章的里面，
We remember from 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
有很多人可以说方言，
that many people can speak,
有很多人可以讲道，
preach in tongues and they can preach,
有很多人可以帮助穷人，
and they can even help the poor,
甚至舍己身给别人焚烧，
even give themselves to be burnt up,
可是他没有爱。
But without love,
那一定他做这些事情是出于其他的原因来做的。
That means this person would have done all of this with ulterior motive.
爱是一种生命的本质。
Love is the very essence of life.
爱是不能学来的。
It's not something that we can learn.
爱它是一种生命的属性。
It's actually an attribute of life.
你拥有了这种生命。
Once you have this life,
你就有爱。
Then you have love.
你没有这种生命。
Without this life,
你做到爱吗？
Can you achieve love?
那就假冒为善。
That's only being hypocritical.
你必须得到这种生命。
That only after you receive such a life,
你才会活出爱来。
Will you be able to live such love?
那是一种自然的表达。
This is such a natural manifestation of life.
在今天读到的这段，这三个比喻的经文里面，
that the three parables that we read about this afternoon,
好像是三个比喻。
It almost look as if they are three different parables.
你看到这三个比喻里面，
when you read through these three parables,
有一个共同的东西。
You can find a common commonality between three of them.
我们记得耶稣讲过另外一个比喻。
We remember that Jesus told of another parable.
就说他有一个 他说有一个有钱人
He said that there was once a rich man
要到外国很远的地方去
That he was going to a foreign place
然后就把他的仆人叫了来
So he summoned his servants
然后就把家业分给他们
He divided his possessions among the servants
叫他们去做生意
To ask them to invest money
大家都记得这个比喻对吗
I'm sure you remember of such parable
那么一个人给了五千
And for the first one, he gave five talents.
一个人给两千。
Second one, he gave two.
那么另外一个人给一千。
The last one, he gave of one.
今天我们不是来讲这个比喻。
Today, we're not preaching on that parable.
我们只讲这个比喻里边的一个小小的事情。
But we're trying to pluck something out of this parable.
那么这个比喻里面就是最后这个拿一千的人。
If we look at the very last person who received the one talent.
他干什么？
What did he do with the one talent?
他干什么？
What did he do?
他什么也没有做，对吧？
He didn't do anything.
他做了一点点小事情。
But he actually did something.
他把这一千银子给埋在地里边了。
He dug a hole and put the one talent in there.
结果过了很长很长的时间。
After such a long time.
他就把这个主人回来的时候。
And when the master came back.
他就把这一千银子挖出来了。
He dug it out.
什么结果？
What is the result?
什么结果？
What is the result?
啊？什么结果？
What's the result?
还是一千，对不对？
Still the single talent.
为什么还是一千？
Why was it only the single talent?
因为它是银子。
Because it's a talent.
银子有什么特点？
And what is the characteristics of a talent?
银子不容易烂掉。
It's not a perishable easily.
但是银子不能增长。
But it doesn't grow by itself.
如果你把银子埋在地里。
If you bury it in the hole.
过了半年。
After half a year,
你挖出来
if you dig it out again,
它像 potato 一样在里边长了很多
It will not be like a potato that gives you bad sacks of potatoes.
哦，那你就很高兴，对不对？
Then you'll be truly delighted to have.
可是为什么银子埋下去它不长？
Why do we bury money and it never grows?
为什么？
Why?
因为它没有生命。
Because it's lifeless.
那么今天我们看到的这三个比喻当中
And today when we read through these three parables
都有一个共同的特点
We can see something common between the three
不管你撒进去的是麦子
Regardless of whether you are sowing wheat
你放上去的是芥菜种
Or the mustard seed
还是那个面酵
Or yeast
都是有生命的物
They all have life They're living matter
那么当这个有生命的物埋在这个他该去的地方的时候
，and when these living matter are put where they should be，
可能看上去不是很了不起的东西。
On the outside, there might not be something significant。
好像这个种子埋在地里面的。
It's like you have sown a seed。
它在里面无声无息。
You can see that there's nothing happening。
好像死去一样。
Almost as if it's dead。
但是。
But。
它里边在往下扎根
，But roots are growing out of it，
在慢慢的往上发芽
，And it started to sprout upwards，
然后慢慢长出来了
，And then when it grows upward，
你看到它
，You look at it，
好像一根草
，You saw that it's just like a grass blade，
没有什么了不起
，It's really insignificant。
那么等到它最后的时候
，But towards the end。
你就会发现它结出很多和一开始你埋进去一样的那个籽粒出来
You see that it has borne a lot of grains just like the single one that you planted
那么主耶稣讲到这些的比喻
When Jesus talked about all these parables
它里边有一个非常重要的信息给我们
There's an important message for all of us
就是天国有一个很重要的特点
Which is a very important attribute of the kingdom of heaven
那就是里边有生命
Which is life
在今天的教会里面
In today's church
越来越多的教会
More and more churches
看重教会的工作
Emphasize the ministry Emphasize on the ministry of the church
但是不看重生命
But forgot about life
这是非常严重的教会问题
This is such a serious problem that we see in church
今天我们看到教会很多教会不增长
Today we see a lot of churches are suffering very small growth.
甚至于负增长
Even negative growth.
那么他们慢慢的老龄化
And then they are aging.
然后 当这些老年人一个一个的离开这个世界的时候
and when these old believers, old Christians pass by one by one,
然后这个教会就维持不下去
and then there's no way to sustain such churches anymore.
然后他们就把这个教堂卖掉了
So in the end, these churches will have to be closed down and sold off.
我来到澳洲到现在21年
I've been in Australia for 21 years.
在这21年里面，我看过很多让我痛心的事情。
In this last 21 years, I've seen many things that made me sad.
Even stronger than very sad is a heartbroken experience.
Yeah, it caused me heartbreaking.
其中一件事。
One of them is.
就是神的产业卖到外邦人的手中。
It's see that all these possessions of God being sold into non-believers, into Gentiles, the hands of Gentiles.
我曾经在松恩堂侍奉。
I have worshipped in a Chinese church in Glen Iris.
那么我们买的那个教堂是一个 Uniting Church 的。
The church we bought was a Uniting Church before.
当时我们买这个教堂的时候。
When we bought the church.
那么他们有两个 Uniting Church 离得很近
and there was two close by Uniting Churches
然后他们就问我们说你买哪一个
and they actually asked us which one did we want
那么最后我们捡了一个稍微便宜一点的买了
so in the end we picked one that is slightly cheaper
然后这两个教堂就合到了另外一个里边去了
and the two congregations that belonged to these churches originally they combined into the other one
正好过了十年
And 10 years passed by.
他们开始向我们又，来告诉我们。
And they started talking to us again.
说这个教堂我们维持不下去了。
And they said, "Oh, there's no way we can sustain this other church."
所以你们要不要买
？Do you want to buy from us?
当时我们就开同工会说，长执会要不要买
？And then we had the deacons meeting and to discuss whether we should make such a purchase.
我们一开会开了2年。
And this meeting actually lasted 2 years.
没有讨论下来。
We never reached a conclusion.
最后说算了。
And in the end, we just let it pass by.
那么他们的教会又维持了一段时间。
And this church kind of lasted for a little while.
大概又过了2年。
About 2 years passed by.
卖掉了。
And in the end, it was sold off.
就在 High Street Road 从这个Glenars Summer Hill Road 转过去一点点。
It was just after Summer Hill Road in Glen Iris.
如果你们有兴趣去看一下的话
，If you're interested and just happen to pass by, you can have a look.
有谁见过那个教堂吗
？Have you seen such a church?
那个教会现在变成一个庙。
And that church actually end up being a temple, a Buddhist temple.
那么当我进去到里面的时候
，And when I went in.
因为我曾经去过那个教会
Because I actually set foot in the church before it was sold off
有点像我们这个堂的前面
It actually looked a bit like our church at the front
它有一个非常大的十字架在前面
There was a great cross
然后后面有很漂亮的灯光
And there's a lot of spotlights on it
但是在我那一次再进去的时候
But after it was converted into a Buddhist temple I went in
十字架已经不见了
I saw that the cross was being removed
那里放了一尊很大的佛像
And I saw the Buddha in there
也一样是很多的漂亮的灯光照在上面
And all spotlights were shining
我没有办法心里不流泪
I was actually crying in my heart when I saw that
What's wrong with the church?
到底今天教会出了什么问题
我们基督徒还有为神的家焦虑的那一份神的儿女应该有的感觉吗
Do we actually cry for the church as we should have as children of God?
当我把我这个感受向我的同工去分享的时候
When I share this passion, this feeling with my co-workers
我曾经听过这一句话告诉我
And there was one comment
Who cares? None of your business
你管他干什么呢？根本不关你的事。
当我听到这句话的时候
，When I heard of such comment and response，
我只有一个感觉。
There's only one thing that could describe how I felt。
你知道，主耶稣看到圣殿里边有这个 兑换银钱和卖牛羊鸽子的人。
Do you still remember when Jesus saw, you know, the money exchangers and those traders in the temple courts?
他什么反应？
How was his what was his reaction?
他心如火烧。
His heart was almost as if it was burning.
为什么他心如火烧？
Why did he react in such a way?
因为那时候他说我父的殿。
Because he said that my father's house.
因为他作为儿子，他不能对他父的殿没有反应。
As a son of God, he could not overlook what is happening to the house of God.
对吗？
Isn't that right?
如果你们家失火了，
If your house, the house that you're living in, are burnt down,
你们儿子在站在旁边，
and your son is standing next to you,
none of my business.
不关我们的事哦。
是这样吗？
Would that be the case?
那你除非你不是这家的儿子。
Unless you are not truly, you know, the son of this house.
但是他为什么他是基督徒，而他说 none of your business?
And how can he, being a Christian, and say that 不关你的事呢？
因为他里面没有神儿子的生命。
Because there is no life of the son or children of God in that in his heart.
说这个话的人不等于他不会 running a church.
And.That doesn't mean that this person doesn't know how to run a church.
其实他们很会发展一个教会。
And in fact, they're very good in extending a church.
可是他们里面没有生命。
But yet, there is the lack of the life in them.
当没有生命的时候，
If without life,
它生长起来。
And when it grows up,
你说没有生命怎么还会生长？
You might wonder how can something grow out of out without life.
你发现罪也会生长的。
You'll find that even sin can grow.
而且它生长的比正常的教会还要快。
And the worst thing is sin grows faster than the normal church.
这就是败子。
And this is what is being portrayed as weeds.
你知道最危险的。这个对教会的破坏。
The worst risk that a church face.
不是在教会的外面。
It's not from without.
而是教会的里面。
But rather from within.
这些破坏生命的东西。
All these things that destroy the life.
今天教会在宣教侍奉上的参与越来越弱。
And we can see that the participation of churches in mission is weakening.
我以前在环球电台服侍过两年。
And I used to serve in Transworld Radio for 2 years.
我发现我花了很多的时间在 fundraising 的上面，在找奉献。
I found that a lot of my time was being put into fundraising.
很辛苦。
It's a hard work.
为了去找奉献。
It's in order to raise funds.
那时候倒是蛮风光的。
And it looked glorious on the outside.
全世界到处跑。
Because I was traveling around the world.
提着一个皮包。
And traveling in the with a traveling on a suitcase.
我都很憎恶我自己的形象。
I was disgusted by my own
I hate my own image.
Image.
我就觉得我不大像一个传道人。
Because I don't feel that I'm a pastor.
我很像一个。很 lousy 的推销商。
I felt that I was such a lousy salesperson instead.
我不知道该跟人家怎么讲。
Because I don't know how to sell to other people.
因为当人他没有那一颗爱主的心的时候。
Because when people are without the love of God.
那么你怎么让他奉献呢？
How are you going to squeeze money out of them?
哇，我去参加很多这个 fundraising 的这个。这个 seminar.
I went to so many of us fundraising seminars.
Not so many, but many.
many.
我就发现我learn了很多，学了很多 skills.
I found that I actually learned many sales skills.
我就发现基督徒的 fundraising 很不道德的。
I find that there's a problem of morality in Christian fundraising.
我们去拍很多很感动人的照相。
Because we often took pictures that are very moving.
然后我们讲很多很感人的故事。
And we try to write stories that are very emotional.
让人听了以后就流眼泪了。
Try to drive people to tears.
然后我们就开始音乐。
And then we started playing music.
哇，今天我进来的时候，两位弹的音乐我很感动。
And I have to say, when I entered into the church today, I was moved by the music of the musicians.
我看他们年纪还不算很大。
They're only young right now.
能够有这样的音乐的表达，一定很多的训练。
But the way they play that music, I can see that a lot of work has been put in over the years.
我们很多父母亲花了很多的钱，很多的时间，训练我们的孩子学很多东西。
And many parents among us would have spent a lot of money, a lot of effort into training the children in music.
我现在问你们的教会。
But I need to ask you as church today.
你们花了多少钱去训练宣教士？
How much money have you put into training missionaries?
我们有没有这个 budget?
Do we have such a budget?
我们中间有人做宣教士吗？
Are there any missionary among us?
然后我们有训练他们吗？
Have we ever spent time training them up?
花多少钱？
How much money have been put?
花多少时间？
How much time?
我们以为宣教就一热心站起来，然后就可以去宣教了吗？
We thought that, oh, when we talk about mission, we can all put up our hands and with our passion, we can all go.
宣教是什么？
What is mission?
是用你的生命和另外的生命去打拼。
Which means, the mission means that you actually come along and other life and work alongside.
如果没有预备好。
Without preparation.
我们就把宣教士派出去。
Then, without preparation, preparing them properly and sending out missionaries.
那等于什么？那等于什么？
What is that like?
等于让他属灵的去送死。
It's like sending them to a battlefield spiritually and send them to the death, spiritual death.
我们看到太多宣教士到了前线以后就死掉了。
How many missionaries did we witness dying on the front line on this spiritual battlefield?
他们也是一样像我们当时去 fundraising。
They were like us at one time that they went for fundraising.
他们就拍照。
And they took pictures.
然后写故事。
And they wrote touching stories.
然后送到母会来。
And they were sent to churches.
然后母会就给他们拨钱。
And the churches will support them financially.
然后我们根本不知道那个宣教士在前线是干什么的。
But we never spend time to find out what these missionaries were actually doing on the front line.
我曾经探访过几个宣教士。
I have visited some missionaries.
我感觉到他们根本已经失去了宣教的生命。
I felt that some of them have actually lost the life of mission.
可是他又不能不去。
But yet they are without a way out, but they have to go.
因为他已经做了吗？
Because they have committed themselves.
所以他要再换一个工作也很不容易。
It would be impossible for them to change jobs, so to speak.
他们的生命和生活都变得非常的尴尬。
And it's so embarrassing. They're in such an embarrassing situation.
那么他的母会还觉得很高兴啊。
But the church that sent them off were happy.
每年都有这个宣教的 budget.
And every year they have a mission budget.
有奉献啊。
And to give.
教会也可以说我们在做宣教。
And the church itself was feeling happy about it because they thought that they were involved in mission.
因为我们有这些的奉献吗？
Because they can see that in their giving, there were this mission giving.
甚至也可能说我们还供养了几个宣教士。
And they actually listed the missionaries that they were supporting financially as well.
问题出在什么地方？
Where is the actual problem?
出在没有生命的建造。
And the problem lies with the lack of life building.
我不知道在座的多少人喜欢音乐的。
I'm not sure how many of you actually like music.
喜欢音乐，你先别说你会也喜欢音乐的。
We're not talking about those who are actually proficient in music, but just you know that you like music, you can put up your hand.
喜欢小提琴吗？
Do you like violins?
喜欢，你拿起来试试看。
Just pick it up and try. Oh, David will be angry.
我曾经拉过小提琴。
I actually tried it. tried by playing the violin.
人家就我每次拉，他们就皱眉头。
And you can, I can see people frowning every time I picked up a violin and tried to do something with it.
后来我有了孩子以后，我又拉过。
And after I had children, I said, you know, tried again.
然后我的儿子就跟我说。
And my son actually said to me.
他说 ，Daddy, can you please play violin when we're not home.
他说：“爸爸，求你，请求你，可不可以啊？当我们不在家的时候，才拉小提琴。”
我是为音乐疯狂的人。
I was actually very, very passionate about music.
我家里买了好多的乐器。
And there are quite a few pieces of instruments at home.
每样东西我都可以动两下。
And I have actually touched every single one of them.
我很喜欢长笛。
And I like flutes as well.
我也买了一根长笛。
And I have a flute.
就练一个曲子。
And I was practicing only one single song on it.
你知道哪个曲子吗？
And do you know which song would that be?
Da 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 da. I tried so long time, it doesn't work.
尝试了好久，但是听起来还不像样。
Any good things not comes easy.
每一样美好的东西都不是容易赚取的。
宣教的工作是容易的吗？
Is mission supposed to be easy?
今天教会里面太多人选择容易的道路。
There are too many of us who are picking the easy way out in church today.
那么教会最容易做宣教是什么呢？
And what is the most easy way for a church to participate in mission?
什么？拿点钱嘛
，financial finance。
说实在，如果钱都不拿，那就更糟糕了。
If you are even stringent with your finance, then it will be even worse.
我们能够奉献
，at least we can give monetarily，
表示我们愿意参与
，and it shows that our willingness to participate.
但是我在这想讲一个问题
，but what I want to say to you today，
你们千万不要被钱骗。
Do not be deceived by money.
以为你们拿了钱以后，问题就结束了。
Thinking that once you have given out the money, all problems solved.
那我们就错了。
That is not the case.
宣教的最关键的地方。
The key to mission.
不在钱。
It's not money.
而在什么？而在生命。
But rather life.
你要了解。你的宣教士
You need to understand your missionaries.
你要了解宣教的工厂
You need to understand the mission field.
你要了解你自己跟他什么关系
You need to understand what is your relationship with them.
而这一切的关系
And all these relationships
取决于你跟他的关系
Also depends greatly on your relationship with God.
我们能不能够做好我们的宣教
Are we able to do mission well?
最关键的一件事情
The key lies
是首先我们先跟生命的主发生关系
On the relationship we have with God
我们不需要太有钱
We need not to be very wealthy
我们不需要像金银那样闪烁
We need to be shining like gold and silver.
不需要像金银那样的闪烁。
We need to be shining like.
Need not to be.
Need not to be shining like.
Like 像金子 golden and
gold and silver.
Silver. 我们要像一粒种子。
We need to be like a seed instead.
主耶稣自己讲过一个比喻。
And Jesus himself told of this parable.
是对他自己说的。
Which is a parable he told of himself.
他说如果一粒麦子
He said if a grain
一粒麦子
If a grain
不落在地里死了
Does not fall into the ground and die
仍然是一粒
It will remain one single grain
若是落在地里死了
But if it lies in the ground and dies
然后它就会结出许多子粒出来
Then it will bear many
那么这个是生命的特点
And this is, in fact, the characteristics of life.
那么刚才我们讲到，今天教会里面在宣教上的软弱。
And today we talked, or just now we talked about the weakness we are in performing or in doing mission.
第一个问题是我们对生命的忽略。
The first thing is our negligence of life itself.
第二件事情，
And the second one
是愿意为更多子粒的结出来牺牲自己。
That we forget to sacrifice ourselves in order to bear many.
所以我们仍然是一粒。
That is why we still remain as one.
为什么仍然是一粒？
Why are we still remaining as just one?
因为我们没有埋下去。
Because we never got buried.
因为我们不愿意与基督一同死亡。
We never become willing to die with Christ.
因为我们太看重我们本身这个地方的教会的建立。
And we just focus too much on the development, on the extension of this local church.
今天很多教会的人不喜欢我。
Today, not many churches like me.
因为我也不喜欢他们。
Because I do not like them either.
因为他们太注重自己的 success.
Because they just look at their own success too much.
所以教会的 plan.
And that is why the church's plan.
教会的计划。
The plan of the church.
怎么样使我的教会增长？
It's just about how to extend my church.
怎么样使教会的人多？
And how do we increase in numbers?
怎么样使教会的奉献也多？
How do we increase in our giving?
这个就成为这个 church growth 成为教会的一个非常重要的 target
and this becomes targets and indicators of a church growth
表面上听起来没有问题嘛
and you might think that that's not much problem
但是
just hearing it
当这个东西成为教会侍奉的这个驱动力的时候
but if at once this becomes the motivation of the church
慢慢慢慢它就会出问题
Slowly, slowly, you see problems.
你发现很多教会的传道人
You see that a lot of pastors
越做越大
And they become more prominent
越做越有名
And they become more famous
然后他们就写书
And they started writing books
读更多的学位
And they started acquiring more qualifications
更有名
And they become even more well-known
这个看起来应该没什么问题吧
And you might think that that's not much problem, was that?
但是问题出在哪里？
What is the problem?
问题出在没有死去。
The problem is the single seed never dies.
因为上帝的规律。
Because the order of God.
是你先付出代价。
It's for one to pay the price first.
然后你得到结论，得到结果。
Then,You will receive the result.
我问一下这个弟兄徐拉提琴拉了多少年
If I ask David, how many years has he played violin?
How many years? 十年
10 years.
咱们中国叫做十年寒窗
In Chinese, there's an old saying that says, you know, working hard by a cold window for 10 years.
Very good translation. 这种谚语很难翻译的。辛苦十年
and after 10 years of hard work
现在什么 level?
Today what sort of qualification have you acquired?
不知道没有去考级
Did you take any exams?
So like what level?
9
Level 9
Level 9
十年能够拉到 level 9也很不容易
It's not easy to achieve level 9 in 10 years.
因为小提琴几乎是世界上最难的乐器之一。
Because violin is in fact one of the most difficult instruments in the world.
但是它必须先花钱花时间。
But you need to put in the money and the hard work first.
然后你才能得到好结果。
Then you receive good results.
这是任何事情的规律。
That is the order of life.
只有我们今天到银行去借钱的时候是先给你花钱你慢慢去还
But today when we go to the bank to ask for a loan or mortgage they actually give you money to enjoy first and then you pay back later
除了这个之外
And apart from that
你先辛苦后得到美好的结果
It's always that you put in the effort you put in the hard work then you reap the result
你知道你先从银行借钱
But if you borrow money from the bank first
慢慢还钱什么后果
And then you started paying it off slowly.
You pay interest.
You have to pay interest.
你赔更多的，付上更多的代价。
You actually pay more than you get.
那么今天我们在教会里也是这样。
In the church, we're like this today.
我不知道今天在座的有多少是我们教会的领袖。
I'm not sure how many of you are the leaders of the church.
我们盼望我们有一个共同的认识。
How I hope that we all have this common motivation.
这个教会要结果子吗？
In order for the church to bear fruit,
有谁愿意做那一粒先死去的种子？
Then you need to ask who's willing to be the first seed that dies.
我现在不要求你举手。
I'm not asking you to put up your hand.
但是我可以告诉你一件事。
But I need to tell you this.
你记住这句话。
Remember this.
如果没有人愿意做这先死去的那一粒麦子。
If there's no one who's willing to be the first seed who dies,
这个教会是没有希望的。
Then there will be no hope for the church.
你们大概不爱听吧。
Maybe that's not the easiest sermon you have ever heard.
下一次可能就不来了。
Maybe you won't invite me back next time.
如果这里有一粒愿意死去的种子。
But if there is one single seed who's willing to die first,
这个教会将有希望。
Then you have hope.
就因为这一粒种子，
just because of that single seed,
在整个新约圣经的里面，
within the whole New Testament,
我们看到两粒种子，
we can see two seeds.
一，主耶稣，
the first one is Jesus Christ.
第二，保罗，
the second one is Paul.
当然，其他的使徒我们不知道他最确切的结果是怎么回事。
Although we do not know the results of the other apostles,
但是我们看到使徒保罗，
but we can see that from the apostle Paul,
他侍奉主一生，
the way he served God his whole life,
最后他好像很凄惨的死在监狱里。
In the end, he actually died well to the to normal people. He died miserably in jail.
因着这样的种子，
but because of the seed,
他一个人。
His, you know, being a single man,
就可以影响整个外邦的世界。
He actually influenced the whole Gentile world.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里鼓励你们。
Brothers and sisters, how I'd like to encourage you today.
向你们呼喊。
That I'm calling out to you today.
今天的社会需要福音。
That today's society needs the gospel.
今天我们的福音工作需要走出这个教会的四壁。
Today, the work of the gospel needs to go beyond these four walls.
但是什么人能去？
But who's able to go out?
带生命的人可以去。
It's only those with life.
什么人可以去？
Who's able to go out?
是可以为他们去死的人可以去。
It's those who are willing to die to themselves.
征战的人。
For those who are willing to go into battle.
上次我说你总不会用一个小孩子去打仗吧？
Last time I talked about you will never send a child to battle.
愿新生命团契。
How I wish that New Life Christian Fellowship.
今真正是新生命团契。
That in fact you live to your live up to your name.
是有生命的团契。
That you have life in this fellowship.
是看重生命的团契。
And you see life as so important.
是建造生命的团契。
And you see building life is so important.
是训练生命的团契。
And to train up life.
这个是教会的自然的属性。
And this is in fact the natural attribute.
宣教不是事工。
Mission is not ministry.
而是教会的自然属性。
It's actually the natural attribute and characteristic.
什么叫自然属性？
What do we mean by natural attribute?
一对结婚的夫妻，他生孩子叫自然的属性。
For example, after a man and a woman get married, for them to have the children is natural.
当丈夫不会跟妻子说，咱们做个生孩子的工作吧。
And it's not natural for husband to say to his wife.Maybe we should try this a work of reproduction.
其实我们做宣教不是一个事工。
And that is why when we participate in mission, it's not a ministry.
而是当上帝的生命在我们里面。
It's when the life of God is in us.
当上帝的爱在里边驱动的时候。
And when the love of God compels us.
我们生命自然的成长。
Then our life will naturally grow.
然后我们 naturally 自然的就会向外去传福音。
And naturally we'll share the gospel outward.
如果我们不传福音，
if we do not share the gospel,
我们不训练门徒，
we do not make disciples.
我们的教会大概是块银子，
maybe we're just like a coin, a talent.
是块金子，
or a piece of gold.
圣经上说，虽然它很难朽坏，但是它还是必朽坏的。
The Bible tells us that maybe in the natural world we don't think that it's easily perishable, but in fact the Bible tells us they're all perishables.
在这三个比喻的里面，
in these three parables,
第一个比喻讲到两种不同的生命会一起的长。
The first parable tells of two different lives that they will grow side by side.
我们永远不能等到教会完美的那一天，我们才做宣教。
We cannot wait until the church becomes perfect before we actually engage mission.
所以我们今天就要做。
Therefore, we need to start today.
第二件事情。
And the second thing.
就是这一粒小小的芥菜种。
That this smallest mustard seed.
只要它有生命。
As long as there's real life in it.
它就会长成大树。
It will grow into the biggest of trees.
我们不要小看我们在座的没有太多的人。
And do not look down on the small numbers we have in this church today.
耶稣当时在世的时候人也不多。
And when the Lord serves on earth, he did not have too many followers either.
现在重要的不是人多少。
So the importance lies not in the numbers.
而是我们有没有生命。
But rather whether we have life.
所以小小的芥菜种。
Therefore, even though the mustard seed is small,
它可以长成大树。
It will grow into a magnificent tree.
所以，但愿我们小小的新生命团契。
So, how I wish that this small New Life Christian Fellowship,
有一天我们也能够长成大树。
That will grow into a magnificent tree one day.
能够遮蔽很多很多福音需要的地方。
And to cover much area where the gospel is greatly needed.
第三个比喻。
The third parable
是发面
and it's to rise up a dough.
因为我是北方人
because I'm a northerner from China.
我们吃很多面食
we actually eat a lot of dough made food.
你知道为什么主耶稣在这里讲到发面吗？
Do you know why Jesus talked about yeast and dough?
他这里讲到三斗面
and he was talking about large amount of flour.
Yeah, 那是很多的三斗面。
It's actually a large amount.
那为什么主耶稣用一个三斗面来做比方呢？
Why did Jesus use so much flour to?
女人很少一次发三斗面。
It would be very rare that a woman will raise so much flour in one hit.
用这个比喻的意思。
Jesus actually talked about this parable.
是指的福音要像这个发面的面酵一样，充满在所有的面里面。
It was actually emphasizing on how the little yeast is going to fill up such a large amount of flour.
今天福音几乎已经传遍全世界。
Today the gospel is nearly preached unto the ends of the world.
那只是从大概的情况里面。
But we're looking from a macroscopic point of view.
但是在很细节的里面。
But if you look from a microscopic point of view,
还有很多人从来没有听过福音。
You'll find that there are many people around us who have yet to hear of the gospel.
所以我们还有很多很多的工作没完成。
That is why there's a lot of work for us to do.
那么今天也是我们守圣餐的日子。
Today is also our day of remembering the Lord.
今天上午我们教会也是守圣餐的日子。
And this morning is also our Holy Communion in my own church.
我们很感谢上帝。
We thank the Lord
为我们预备了一个新的聚会的地方。
That He has prepared a new place for us to meet.
我们跟当地的教会合在一起侍奉。
We're able to combine with the local church to worship with them together.
刚才我很感动，在这里有一位和我们肤色不一样的人在领会。
And I'm so glad to see a bunny who is of a different color leading our worship today.
这是非常美的。
It's such a beautiful picture.
福音就是要这样。
Gospel is just like this.
我们华人应该走出这个我们单一的华人文化。
As a Chinese, we need to walk out of this circle of single race.
我们要有一个胸怀。
We need to have this heart.
向不同种族的人去传福音。
To preach the gospel to different races.